You're listening to the FOA Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And our theme today is chocolate and jaguars.
Do we have a guest?
Yep. Can you say your name?
Jude.
Yeah, Jude's here. And Everin's driving. He's on the control board. That's great. Why did we pick jaguars and chocolate?
Because it's International Jaguar Day and International Chocolate Day.
Correct. Cool. Careful with the microphone. It makes a bump, bumpeting. The thing about jaguars, what did we just learn about jaguars?
They like swimming.
Yeah. And where they live?
I forget that.
South America. And they're the largest cats in South America. And they'll eat turtles and fish.
So, what's our first song?
Our first song, should we start with the jaguars?
Okay.
All right. Do you like jaguars?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate jaguars?
What's that?
I don't know.
I would like a little model of a jaguar made out of chocolate, and I could just bite its head off.
Oh, yeah.
Like a chocolate bunny.
But it would grow back.
So maybe today, being that it's both chocolate and jaguar day, they should have chocolate jaguars, and we'd bite the heads off of them.
But then, even if you ate the whole thing, it would grow back into
the jaguar. No, an infinite chocolate jaguar.
When you eat the whole thing, it grows back, but bigger. So if you eat the head, it'll have a humongous head, but a little body.
I don't know if I'd start losing my appetite thinking about things that grow back as I eat them. That doesn't sound right. What's it doing in my tummy if it's growing back on the jaguar? Is it also growing into a jaguar?
No.
It only grows when it's attached to the jaguar chocolate.
You guys should work for Willy Wonka. All right, here we go. This is Victoria Monet, Jaguar.
Okay.
Supersonic pussycat, just like a jaguar, silky black. So let me climb your wood like that. You got 9 times to come hit that. Listen.
That's Victoria Monet. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Cool.
I especially like when she turns into a jaguar.
Yeah, that's my fave. Okay. When I think of chocolate, have you guys ever watched a movie about chocolate?
Yeah. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. And then I read the book that was the sequel, Charlie in the Great Glass Elevator.
Yeah. Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Both books are really great. Now, there's a couple movies out about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Which is the one you like the best?
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There's an old one, and then there's like a new one, right?
I like the old one.
I like the new one.
I like the old one better, so better.
Okay.
I've never watched the old one.
You haven't?
Nope.
Wait, what color are the Oompa Loompas?
Black.
That's the new one.
That's the new one?
The old one, they're orange and green.
Orange and green?
You'll see them in this video, as a matter of fact. You guys ready? This is one of the songs that the main...
From the old one.
Yeah, that not Charlie, but Mr.
Wonka.
Wonka sings. Thank you.
Willy Wonka.
His name is Gene Wilder in this movie. Ready?
Yep.
Set?
Go.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. I know to compare with pure imagination, living there. you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Okay, what was that one called again? Pure Imagination. That was Pure Imagination.
Gene Wilder.
From the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So, are we going to move on to the next?
Yeah, sure.
Or okay.
Are we just going to stay in this one forever?
Up to you. Your show. So, did you actually see that movie?
Huh?
Did you see that movie? Did you recognize that one?
No.
You have to see that one. That's a good one. It's an
like
old one.
It's the best.
But I prefer it to the other one. So check it out. And actually, there's a new one now too, right? About Willy Wonka is a kid.
Yeah.
When he's just learning how to make all these crazy things.
Yeah. So there's a old one, a new one, and a new one.
Yeah. All right. Ready? So this goes back to, I don't know why, but there's almost always a Crowded House song, and here's a Crowded House song called Chocolate Cake.
Can I buy another slice of real estate?
Okay.
Would you give him another piece of chocolate cake?
What?
Would you give him another piece of chocolate cake? He's asking.
I don't know.
He's not asking politely.
I don't know.
He said please, maybe. Oh. One more time. Okay, this is another one. That was from 1991. This is to 1999 with his UK producer, garage hip hop producers, Shanks and Bigfoot. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Sweet like chocolate. Video featuring everybody and everything in chocolate. Looks delicious, but can you have too much of a good thing?
No. Oh. Yes. I mean.
Yeah. Maybe not. Depends.
Have you ever had too much chocolate?
Hey, look.
What?
It's Ramadan. What's funny?
Was it at Alex's birthday party, by the way?
Good.
Did you have too much chocolate there?
No, we didn't have any chocolate.
You didn't have any chocolate, but you had candy.
Don't wear that.
Or junk food.
Lots of candy.
Everett, did you have too much candy at Alex's?
No.
I didn't.
But we thought you were going to throw up.
But I didn't. Alex was the one who felt like he was going to throw up.
Not me.
He felt like he was going to.
I didn't.
Neither did I.
All right. Here's one that's called... One of the main ingredients in a lot of chocolate candies is sugar. Otherwise, if you just had chocolate by itself, right out of like the cacao beans, do you know that it comes from a cacao? Like it comes from a plant, chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's really, really bitter unless you add sugar. Mm-hmm. And then that's why we're going to play a song called Sugar by Maroon 5.
Okay.
It's December 6, 2014. We're going to drive across LA and hit every wedding we possibly can. It's going to be awesome. And we're late. What's the door for you, Mr. Madden?
Let's do it.
Unless that somebody's me, I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're high on the night, Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit. No makeup on, that's my sugar.
Right. So we have to explain what all the screaming was. You got to tell what, for people who are listening on the radio. What was all that about?
My eyeball just dried out a little bit.
Your eyeball? Just one?
Because I think I was looking at this screen for too long and didn't blink.
You got to blink. You blinking too? Everyone blinking? Good. Everyone blink. So what was going on in the song and the video?
They were going to every wedding they could find, but I don't think they were even expected.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
They just surprised. Like, they dropped a big white sheet, and then all of a sudden, the Maroon 5, this, I guess, a very famous band from Los Angeles. And I guess it looks like everybody knew who they were, because they seemed surprised. Do you think any wedding that they went to maybe were like, who are these guys?
Yeah, probably. Because, like, everybody had surprised faces when those two guys walked in with like, those big beams of wood.
Yeah.
To build the sheet and the stage
and everything, yeah. Yeah, I think in some cases they probably were like, why are you here? But then they probably explained these guys are kind of famous and should probably blow people's socks off, which it seemed like it did. All right, cool. That kind of is it. I got one more. It doesn't have a video.
No one has a blow dryer, so they can't blow my socks off.
Oh. Well, we should say goodbye to everybody, and then we'll play this one last track, and then...
This is our last one, but why is there more up there?
We've gone through all of them. The rest of those tabs are research.
Why does it say song about dessert? Maroon 5.
Yeah, because we just played that.
Yeah, Maroon 5 Sugar, we just played it.
Yeah, but what songs about dessert?
You always want... because there's songs about dessert?
Oh!
Okay. You guys ready for... you have to do your station ID. You have to do thank you to a sponsor, everyone.
You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smith's Community Radio, The Emily Show, and sponsor is, I'll just say Mountie Nickel Books.
What's your favorite chocolate?
Mars bar.
Yeah. What's yours?
I don't have one.
Have you ever tried eating a Mars bar that comes out of a fridge or a freezer? I recommend it. Try it.
Okay, sure.
All right. Thanks for listening. This is you can check out the recording on the website, smithersradio.com. Check out Evoli Show, and also it plays again Friday at 3:30.
Yep. Okay. So bye.
Okay, bye. This is the Beatles, Savoy Trouble. Ready? Truffle.
Come on.
Ready?
Let's do this. Bye, everybody.